Our text for this morning is Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For you are called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. You may recognize this phrase as the closing lines from Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous "I Have a Dream" speech. He was, of course, speaking of the fight for civil rights. I suspect, though, that today many of you students might be experiencing the same type of anticipated feelings of freedom once school is out. This longing for freedom may be especially relevant for our graduating seniors. During high school, you're subjected to all sorts of rules. You aren't allowed to go to class whenever you choose. You can't dress the way you like. And especially if you're a dorm student, you're even told when exactly to eat your meals. Our sinful nature definitely doesn't like rules. We don't want to be told what we can and can't do. So I'm sure that many of you are looking forward to having what probably amounts to a much more relaxed set of rules in your immediate future. But freedom also brings with it particular issues. In George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, Henry Higgins helps transform a poor flower girl into being able to pass as a duchess by changing her speech and manners. Near the end of the play, after this experiment is over, Higgins tells Eliza, "Now you are free to do what you like." And she replies, "What am I fit for? What have you left me fit for? What am I to do? What's to become of me?" The concept of freedom can be dizzyingly exciting, but also achingly terrifying. To understand freedom correctly, though, we need to depend on how God defines it. Today, then, we'll be focusing on the theme, freedom from sin, freedom to serve. For Christians, freedom can seem like a scary and potentially harmful thing. I can think of times in my own life, especially as a young person, of having some new freedom and then either abusing it or not making the best use of it. I also used to see this all the time working at a public university. The main reason first-year students did not succeed was not because they weren't smart enough or did not understand the coursework. Instead, it's because they had all sorts of new freedoms, like no bedtimes, no required study time, no direct parental supervision. All this led them to find that going to class and turning in work was a much less appealing option. So you could say, well, with individual freedom comes responsibility. That makes sense. But in this section of Galatians, which deals with Christian liberty, Paul has just contrasted the covenant of law, which is the new covenant of freedom, with the new covenant of freedom through faith in Christ. This freedom from sin is nothing we deserved or were granted because we proved we're responsible enough for it. Instead, it's the free gift of God. At the beginning of chapter 5, then, Paul does not emphasize our own personal responsibility, but instead contrasts the freedom of the gospel with sin's slavery. He writes, "Stand therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again by a yoke of sin." Or, as we read in Romans 6:19, "But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness." Once we are free from sin, the new man within us wants to flee from sin. We don't want to be slaves to sin, but slaves of righteousness. With the freedom granted to us by Christ through his grace, we have eternal life, true freedom. As Paul writes in Romans 6:1, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. As long as we are on earth and have our sinful flesh, we will sin. We will fail. We will not always act like the redeemed Christians who shine their light to the unbelieving world. We can, though, pray for forgiveness and for strength to follow God's will and to flee sin, knowing that Christ has secured us forgiveness. That is true freedom indeed, knowing that we are not responsible for our salvation, but that Christ's death and resurrection covers our sins and justifies us before God. Well then, what do we do with our freedom? As Paul says in our text, we should not use it as an opportunity of the flesh, but through love serve one another. What a wonderful concept. Freedom and servitude are usually contrasted, but Paul, through the Holy Spirit, shows us here in what seems to be a paradox, Christ has set us free to serve one another through love. How does that work? One way to think of this is by boiling down why we were put here on earth. We are here in this world to spread the gospel message. God definitely would not need us puny, weak, and sinful human beings to spread the exciting news of salvation. Yet, he has given us this privilege. He has set us free to serve him in love by sharing his word with others. What an awesome opportunity that comes with the greatest of freedoms. While some here may have the privilege to serve in the public ministry, we all have a chance to serve one another in love when we love people as ourselves, when we care for them as souls that God created and loves. We serve one another in love when we care enough to help people recognize the dangers of sin and the blessings of faith. We serve one another when we recognize each other's weakness and pain and bring them the comfort of the gospel. Later in this chapter, Paul writes, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." We have been given a great gift, so we, through the Holy Spirit, can be eager and willing to share the benefits of this gift with others. We have that wonderful freedom to do so. Free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Though in Martin Luther King's speech, these words were applied to the civil rights movement, and those students might apply such sentiments to the end of the school year, we can see that we can truly thank God Almighty for the greatest freedom of all, freedom from sin and freedom to serve. We'll close with hymn 400, verses 1, 5, and 6. Hymn 400, 1, 5, and 6.